often I, in putting together works on a program, I'm thinking about the key signature relationship. So in the case of our November Masterworks, November 12th, with the Dvorak Symphony No. 7 as the anchor in the key of D minor and then D major. It's kind of a musical geek sort of thing, but anticipating that arrival in D is the dominant. If you know musical terms, the if home is D, what anticipates it is the key of A. And the Tragic Overture is in the key of A. The concerto that we have on the program is in B minor, which is the relative minor of D major. So there's a key relationship that will be heard throughout the concert, and most people won't necessarily have a conscious reaction to it, but there is an underlying thread links the pieces together.
How does your piece fit in? It just says world premiere on your website now, so I'm assuming that's not the title of the piece. So
I am still vacillating back and forth between a few different options about the title. The work is a piece that I am creating for this program. This will now be the fifth time, I believe, I've offered a work to the Bangor Symphony for a live auction as a fundraiser for the orchestra. And the winner then has the opportunity to have me write a piece in honor of a loved one. It's supposed to be kind of a surprise for this. In this particular case, the person for whom I'm writing it doesn't know that I'm what's going on. So I don't want to say names.
Okay.
It is a piece that's crafted with love and takes into account certain personality aspects of the person to whom it is dedicated. It's essentially variations on that person's name. I take the name and I stitch that into musical notes, and then that becomes a melody. I love the idea of the exploration and the kind of delving into a person and seeing a side of the person that they themselves may not have seen. I've always had positive reactions, which is a good thing. No one's come to me after the concert and said, "You didn't get me at all. That was bad." So I've had a good track record that way. But in fact, kind of tune into the giving essence of what somebody is about and focus on the positive things that make a person tick. It's nice for the orchestra as well to celebrate someone in the community in this way. And it becomes a community event that everyone kind of gets behind.
How does the Saint-Saëns violin concerto fit into... You alluded to that it being in B minor. How does that fit into the whole program along with the Brahms and the Dvorak?
Well, I'm so excited to have Rachel Lee Pradier performing the Saint-Saëns B minor concerto with us. It's a very soulful work, and it's not an overstated kind of concerto. It's not there's definitely a flash to it, but it's not one of these bombastic sort of pieces. There's an intimacy, which I really, really like to it. There are also not very many concerti written in this particular key. A lot of composers historically chose the keys of A and D for violin concerti. Why? Because those are the keys, the notes, the pitches that resonate well on the violin. There are open strings, and there's a brilliance to them. B minor shares the D in the chord in the B minor, so you have that resonance, but it's cast in the relative minor of D major, so it has a whole darker color to it. The melodic portion of this draws you into what it is as a performer. The idea when a composer writes notes and they put them on the page, what does it feel like now to touch those notes as a violinist, as a pianist, to play those actual notes that someone hundreds of years ago thought and put down on a page? Now there's an intimacy in the actual touching of those notes and drawing a sound creating a sound that enlivens those particular notes. The ordering of the notes that Saint-Saëns had in putting the notes together for a phrase, a beautiful romantic second theme, is unlike any other sound, any other phrase that you'll hear in any of his own concerti or any concerto by any other composer. It's so unique. And while this piece is celebrated in the violin repertoire, it's not done as often as the Tchaikovsky, say, or the Beethoven, or any of the Mozart concerti. It's definitely a unique opportunity to hear a piece that's not done as often. And I look forward to working with Rachel Lee on this.